So my first question is, how was the tour with Hot Water Music, Red City Radio, and Muff Potter? Have you done something like this before?
It was absolutely incredible. We did 4 shows with Hot Water Music in Los Angeles and San Francisco a few months back, and they were kind enough to invite us on the European run, and it was just amazing watching them play every night.
Their crowds are so nice and so energetic. It was really fun to get to kind of feed off their energy, so that was a lot of fun.
So Schmaus was released 1.5 years ago. How did you experience the last 2 years? So the time before you released Schmaus and the time after that?
Well, the time before we released Schmaus, nobody cared about us. And now some people care about us, so that's a good thing. since then, since the release of Schmaus, especially in Germany, it's just been incredible. It's been, every time we come over here, there's more people and it's more fun, so...
Yeah, you can just tell. It just feels like we are steadily getting a few more fans every time we show up in familiar places. There's more people, which is really exciting. And
What were milestones for you? What went well, or maybe what didn't went so well?
Getting to play for a bunch of people all around the world, touring Europe 3 times with that record and all around the States, and just getting to play it live for people and actually have people enjoy it and want to be there. It was just awesome.
It's wild to be in another country and people know who you are, because you get so you feel so small, and then you feel so big when you're like, oh, people in Germany know me? That's crazy. And also, it's really cool to play with bands that you listened to before you were mm-hmm. in this band, and it's like, oh, we get to play with other musicians and they respect us, and that is insane. It feels so cool.
Maybe you can tell the story of how you guys actually met.
Dylan, Ruben, and our original bass player, Gabe, all played in a band before I joined, and then they started Spanish Love Songs. And then I had too much anxiety to go to a Red City Radio show in Los Angeles, so I posted an ad on Craigslist asking for friends to go to shows with. And I joined the band, and then Meredith joined the band for Schmaus, and that was her first record with us. And then our current bass player, Trevor, joined because Gabe had a second child, and so he couldn't leave home, or else his wife was going to no longer be his wife.
And how did you join the band? Did you already know them before?
I had mutual friends with Dylan, and then Dylan and I started talking about music. We realized we had the same taste in music, and I came and saw Spanish Love Songs play, and I was like, whoa, you guys are awesome. And he's like, actually, we're looking for a keyboardist if you want to try playing with us and writing some stuff with us. So that's how I got involved.
And in terms of writing songs, was it an easy process to get together and start writing, or was it more in terms of, we still have to get to know each other first and see how everyone actually likes to play music?
We kind of have a system that works pretty well, because it kind of starts in one place with Dylan, and then everyone kind of puts their input in. I feel like it starts with Dylan and Ruben kind of start in a room, and then Kyle comes in with his extensive knowledge of recording and working with other bands, and then we all kind of put our opinions, so we build from the ground up, kind of.
We have our next record finished, and it was much easier that time around, because now we're all just friends and we all just like writing music together.
Now we kind of know how each other works, so it's easy, it's fun.
Do you actually write on new music while you're on tour?
Dylan writes a lot of lyrics and stuff on tour, but there's not normally a whole lot of time to sit down, and there's a lot of driving.
Not a lot of jam time or anything.
So you know that Schmaus has been released 1.5 years ago, at least in Germany, in the German punk rock scene, quite a big hype, and it still feels like that. And I know that there are still people who will be at your show tonight who've been at every other show here in Germany. How does it feel the same for you, or do you already feel like, okay, we have a new record, we should get it out?
I feel like just artists in general always feel like that, because although they've, people in Germany have only seen us, 3 or 4 times, we've played hundreds of shows, and we're just itching to start playing and writing new stuff and just keep moving forward. And hopefully the people that like Schmaus will like the new one too, so we can carry on the party train.
Yeah.
So how would you define the sound of Spanish Love Songs? Because, music magazines, I just love to throw around with genres. And do you think that Spanish Love Song is really emo core?
I don't even really know what emo core is. When we talk about it amongst ourselves, we just call ourselves just a rock band. Because when we're in the van, we listen to, everything from Bruce Springsteen to Ruben's French disco music. to, you know, we just kind of, when you put like a genre name on something, sometimes it doesn't allow you to do some other things that you might want to explore sonically and like musically. So we just,
Just rock.
We just call ourselves a rock band.
Rock, indie rock, rock, punk. I sometimes I'm like punk-ish, but more rock than punk. And I don't know. We try to keep it broad because, yeah, like Kyle said, we want to be able to explore like other parts of, you know, music that we like, not just specifically one kind. So
in April, you released Losers, and then there was an announcement in terms of a test pressing for an EP. What's up with that? So will there be an EP first before you release a third?
I think the what you're referring to is Pure Noise was doing a charity auction, and so they took a bunch of test presses from a lot of their bands and auctioned them off on eBay, and is taking all of that money for a charity. But there will not be another EP. We're gonna release a full length record next.
The first record, Schmalz was, in terms of topics, a lot of quite autobiographical and dealt a lot with mental health. Will that some sort be topics on the next record, or I will not say change directions, or maybe have some other topics?
Yeah, I think there's still some of the same subjects about like mental health and just like how hard it is to live in the world today, but now it's a little bit broader. It's more stories about how other people are experiencing it too, a little less autobiographical. We didn't write the lyrics, so that's more of a Dylan question, but he...
With the conversations that I had with Dylan leading up to the record, he wanted to kind of step out from the lens of his own experiences and try to understand the experiences of others and the things that other people, whether it be his friends or people around the world are dealing with. So I think, I mean, knowing Dylan, there's still a lot of autobiographical stuff in it, but yeah, he's trying to look at it from other people's perspectives as well.
Does record already have a name or a working title at least?
Yes, but I don't know if I can tell you.
No comment.
I can ask, and if
Big
we can
Dilly
tell you.
Style.
And compared to recording the until now unknown third record, how would you compare it to recording Schmalz? Was it easier, or did you actually feel some sort of pressure? I know that you have that kind of fan base, or was it like, man, we're just going to do it, they're going to love it anyway?
We felt pressure, but not in that sense. It was more of just a pressure of just kind of, because when we finished Schmalz, we had no idea that anybody was going to care. And so then when people did care, then we're like, okay, well,
now let's... Now we have to make something they like.
Yeah, now let's... Yeah, and it wasn't more so of a pressure as in, like, making sure people like it. It was just trying to challenge ourselves and come up with things that we didn't even know we could do or were able to do.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to live up to our own expectations, because I feel like, yeah, we were just all kind of surprised by how well Schmalz was received, and we want to just kind of keep that rolling, and I don't know if we just... also want to be better musicians and better performers, so it's just a lot of just trying to meet our own expectations as well as anyone who listens to us.
Yeah, it's going to have a lot of the same vibe, because being who we are, we did it a lot like the same that we've done the last two records. We produced it and recorded it ourselves, which allows us to just get really mad at each other, but then also really proud of each other at the same time.
In terms of finishing a song, do you feel like it got easier to finish one, or is it more that you say, okay, no, it has become maybe a little bit harder to say, this is how I want the Spanish Love song to sound?
That's a joke, because it's never really done.
Yeah.
We listen to songs on Smalls all the time, and we're like, oh, I wish we would have done it that way instead of this way.
Yeah. You'll always hear what you didn't get. Instead of what, like, how it, like, I know from an outside perspective, the songs are, people will enjoy them, but, like, you're always like, oh, I wish I had just, like, done that differently, and I wish I had sang that differently, and you just kind of get in your own head about it.
I would say that overall it was probably harder to know when the songs were finished on this time, because a lot of the songs that we recorded on this record have, on the new one, have four or five different versions that nobody will ever hear the other four, because we settled on the fifth one.
Yeah.
Or we did five and then ended up going back to the first one.
Yeah. A lot more iterations of songs this time. We played around with, like, starting one way, trying to break it and turn it into something else, and then just kind of who knows if it went back to the original idea or a totally different direction. It was an interesting experience writing it. Yeah.
So when will it be released?
I don't know if it's like a hard date, but yeah. I think
we're hoping sometime early next year.
Your touring schedule is just insane. I just looked at it. I thought, okay, you'll be touring with Wonder Years. Then there will be another tour with the Menzingers. How do you deal with all the stress on tour?
You don't really. Yeah. You just kind of bottle it up and go to the next city. But getting to play in front of people every night that are there to just have a good time and have fun is, you know, it makes all of the stress of everything worth it. And at the end of the show, all the stress pretty much just gets reset. Mm-hmm. And then you just get stressed again the next day, and then you play the show, and then you're good to go.
Yeah. Some days are easier than others, you know, but the stressful just kind of like, I don't know, I think we're all pretty good at like, sometimes there's tiny like bits of, like, everyone's stressed at once, and that's hard, but usually our stress comes in different ways, so everyone can kind of like balance each other out, so that's kind of nice, but we just gotta, you know, enjoy the fans, enjoy the shows. Drink some beer, nap in the bus, or the van. We don't take a bus.
We don't have a bus.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
And then after the touring, what will be your plans?
More touring.
Yeah, we don't really have a whole lot of time off. Probably go and try to work a few days at my job. And then then we're right back at it 3 months after we leave. So
there'll be more.
So how far do you look into the future of Spanish Love Songs? Is this like planning the next year, or are you already planning like the next 5 years?
No, pretty much just next year. with broader goals of like, you know, record another record at some point in the next 5 years. But it's really just a year at a time with all the scheduling for the tours and all of that stuff.
We kind of do, like, we'll see, like, it just kind of keeps going. We'll see, like, 3 months out, and then we'll see 6 months out, and then we'll see when we can have a break to maybe write some more, and then something else will get planned. So it's just kind of a few months at a time.
If you had the chance to make a wish, what would you wish for the future of your band? If you could just, it could be, I don't know, like, playing the VMAs or something.
I would say a supporting tour with Katy Perry. That's my dream anyways. Meredith might have a different dream, but...
You know what? That's my dream too. What the heck? Honestly, if we could ever just play, like, the show, watching Hot Water play and the crowd that they had at that show in Cologne was just like, if we had a crowd like that there for us, that would make my life. Like, that would be so cool.
Yeah.